and running on a Wednesday night / Thursday morning here on The Fan. Gordon Damer with you, your overnight oasis, taking you up until 5 o'clock, at which time it is the warm-up show that comes your way. Oh, my goodness, so much to do, so much to talk about. It certainly want to hear from you, 888-808-1019. And I guess where you got to begin is beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I guess the Knicks game against the Thunder, the result is in the eye of the beholder. Because the Knicks go out last night, back at the Garden, back from their trip to Toronto, facing off against the defending NBA champions. Bit of a sluggish first half. Knicks fell behind by double digits. Came out in the third quarter, and at least at the beginning of the third quarter, looked like it was going to be more of the same, but then something clicked with the Knicks, and they started getting rolling. They had a large run. I think it was 26-10 in that third quarter. They take the lead, go into the fourth quarter, back and forth, and the Knicks end up coming up short by the final of 103-100. Knicks had a couple of chances to tie it in the closing seconds. Jalen Brunson had a shot at it from the corner, didn't go. OG Anunoby got the rebound, had another chance at the buzzer to tie it up, unable to go. So the Knicks end up losing to the Thunder 103-100. And look, I was listening to Tommy on the way coming in. I know a lot of Knicks fans want to chime in on this at 888-808-1019. If you want to look, however you want to look at this game, you kind of can. You know, the fact that the Knicks were on the second of a back-to-back, coming off the Toronto performance, back at home, having to travel, the Thunder didn't have to play, battling back from down 15. Knicks not only had to battle the Thunder, they had to battle the refs. There's some very questionable calls. The one that got brought up earlier on was, of course, SGA not picking up that third foul in the first half. Might have changed the entire course of the game, obviously. Then you had to battle SGA, the foul merchant that he is down the stretch of the game. The Knicks had to overcome their own issues. Shot 29% from three, and I think that actually improved later on in the game because they were even worse than that in the first half. They overcame a bad shooting night from Jalen Brunson. You can look at it that way if you want. And there were some positives in the game. Obviously, the biggest one of which was Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns has very quietly, perhaps since the trade deadline is now in the rearview mirror, started to put things together. Maybe, I would say, his best stretch as a Knick so far this season. Maybe you can make the argument the best stretch that he's had as a Knick in his career. Consistent, playing, I think, with smart energy. You know, it's one thing to bring energy, but a lot of times he picks up dumb fouls trying to have an impact on the game. He's been more efficient offensively. He's brought smart energy. Certainly the rebounding tonight finished with 17 points on 7 of 8 shooting. Had 17 rebounds, 9 of which came on the offensive boards. So really like what you've seen from Karl-Anthony Towns, and I don't think it's a coincidence that this has happened now with the trade deadline come and gone. But there were other solid performances tonight. Landry Shamet obviously had a major role off the bench once again. 14 points for him. Diawara, I thought, had a nice performance off the bench. But here's the thing about this. I think let's give a little credit to Mike Brown, too, because he was trying to figure some things out in real time during the course of this game. And I think he went with some substitutions that kind of worked out, got the Knicks back in it, got some energy, went with the starters to start the fourth quarter, which you don't see very often. But here's the thing. Regular season games really don't matter. They don't. We know this. It's the excuse that Knicks fans will give you for why losing 3 times to the Pistons don't really matter. And they've got a point. Regular season games really don't matter. They're fun. Unfortunately, in the NBA, the modern NBA, with the type of seasons that you have now, and I think it's the product is worse for it, there are no big regular season NBA games anymore. There just aren't. the regular season has no carryover to the postseason. We've seen that many, many times. Teams that go out and put up ridiculous regular seasons, it doesn't carry over. It might translate because the team's good in the regular season. They're also good in the postseason, but you don't get any leg up. Being the number one seed really is not that much of an advantage. But you know what really doesn't matter? Even more so than regular season NBA games, moral victories in the regular season really don't matter. So if you're a Knicks fan and you want to take a look at tonight and say, you know what, look at the things we had to overcome in this game. We still held them to within 3 points. They're the defending champs. We overcame a bad shooting night from Jalen Brunson, who was held to 16 points on 5 of 18 shooting. We missed some free throws. We missed a ton of threes. You know, usually if you play the Oklahoma City Thunder, they shot 38% from three and took 42 of them. Usually, if you're able to do that, most teams I don't think would be very competitive against the Thunder. Certainly not within 3 points at the final buzzer. If the Thunder go out and do what they want to do and shoot, what, 39% from three and take 42 of them. But I think the Knicks don't live in that world anymore. They don't live in the world of moral victories. Moral victories die the moment you have real expectations. Now, I'm not going to tell you if the Knicks had won this game, it would have mattered either. It was a fun game. It was an interesting game. I enjoyed watching it. It was back and forth. It was exciting down the stretch. It was good to see the Knicks come back and make it a game, because when the third quarter started and the Thunder basically, the first two baskets the Thunder hit, they basically walked right down the lane, and I don't remember who hit them, but I don't think it was SGA, but whoever it was walked right down the lane and laid them up, and I thought, oh boy, maybe the Knicks are going to fade away here. And they didn't fade away. So they showed up. They brought the energy. They brought the effort. They brought all the things you have to bring in the second half of a game against the defending NBA champs. But at the end of the day, as much as regular season games matter, all that matters is you win the game. And they didn't win the game. The Knicks don't get points for moral victories anymore. Moral victories die the moment you have real expectations. You know, we'll go through an entire baseball season, and there will not be a single point where anybody says, you know what, Yankees didn't win the game, but it's a moral victory. No, and why is that? Because the Yankees have real expectations. I think the case with the Mets. Mets should have real expectations this year. They're spending a ton of money. They better have real expectations. We will go through a baseball season which takes forever. It starts when it's cold. It goes into the spring. It goes through the summer. It goes all the way through the fall. It takes forever for a baseball season, and it's every single day, basically. And think about all the different storylines that will pop up in the course of a baseball season. Remember last year when the early part of the season, the narrative was, well, the Yankees got these torpedo bats. Are these cheating? How are they allowed to have these torpedo bats? Anthony Volpe's going to be a superstar with this torpedo bat. It's not fair. The Yankees, science has changed the game. Or how about early on in the season last year? You know, Juan Soto, oh, he's not the same guy. Oh, look at his numbers. People panicking about Juan Soto in the first month of the season. My point is, in the course of a long baseball season, there's a lot of narratives that form. There's a lot of storylines that come about. There's a lot of calls we take about each and every game. And the points that get brought up, not all of them are golden. But you know what point will never be brought up? For the Yankees, certainly, and most importantly for the Mets as well. Hey, they didn't win, but you know what? It was a good moral victory. It was good to see them compete against the Dodgers. If the Mets go out and lose by a run to the Dodgers in the ninth inning, nobody's going to call up and say, yeah, you know what? It was good just to compete against the Dodgers. No, you're going to be ticked off. And you have a right to be ticked off. Now, there are teams in this town that have moral victories. First one that comes to mind would be the New York Jets. If the New York Jets go out this upcoming season and are competitive and are playing to within a field goal and losing most weeks, I would think most Jet fans will be ecstatic about it. Hey, we're playing hard and losing? It's a win-win. We help our draft position and we also show some performance. We actually show some production for a change. So, yeah, if you are in that world where you have no real expectations of performing, well, then you can rely on a moral victory. But the Knicks are far beyond that. The Knicks have real expectations. So I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, you know what? It's really great that the Knicks battled. It's really great that they showed energy in the second half. I kind of expect energy in the second half. I kind of expect you to come out and at home put out a performance that is representative of the level of your talent, which I think the Knicks, you know, I think it's a separate thing with the Knicks where getting to the NBA Finals is the goal. That's the first goal. That's the one that we talk about all the time. Now, that's not to preclude them from winning an NBA title, but that's the second part of it. The first part is getting there. Because if they don't get there, there is no success this season. Doesn't matter how it happened. They could lose in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals where the final shot is a replay of the Tyrese Halliburton bouncer that goes in that forced overtime last year. If the Knicks lose in that fashion, even in Game 7 at the buzzer against whatever team they're playing, that will still be considered a failure because they did not make the NBA Finals. If they get there, well, then they have to deal with the Thunder. But that's a separate part of the equation. So I don't look at this as some indicator of anything about the NBA Finals or whether they can beat the Thunder or can't beat the Thunder. By the time you get to that, this game will be a distant memory, and it will have, much like the regular season, it has no carryover. Even in the playoffs, you see from game one to game two, a lot of times there is no carryover. So certainly a game that happens on March 3rd or March 4th, whatever it is today, when you're talking about June, there will be no carryover. But I'm certainly not going to sit back and say, well, you know what? At least the Knicks competed. At least the Knicks fought hard. At least the Knicks overcame. And if you want to go down the excuses route, you certainly can. Yes, I did think that SGA, that was a foul. That should have been his third foul when everybody was yelling and screaming at it at the time. Mike Brown picking up his first technical of the season. I believe that's what they said. And yes, SGA, he is going to get the benefit of the calls down the stretch of these games. Yes, the defending MVP. Unfortunately, that is what the NBA has become now, and he is as good at it as there is. So if you want to yell about the officials, if you want to yell about the calls, if you want to yell about the non-calls, I saw Jalen Brunson was complaining after the game. Someone asked him about the scratch under his eye, said that was probably a non-call. So he was obviously a little upset about it as well. But at the end of the day, I am not going to celebrate a regular season loss against the defending NBA champs, because the Knicks are beyond that. When you have real expectations of real success, tangible success, regular season moral victories do not exist, even more so than big games in the NBA's regular season. The only other thing that kind of jumped out to me about this game, and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019, is the fact that, you know, I praised before Karl Anthony Towns, and this is not a criticism of him, because again, I think that he has really kind of, I don't want to say transformed his game, but has certainly adjusted his game to be a much more productive, consistent presence on both sides. And there's not been as many moments where he's out there and I just don't feel like he's really making any impact at all. And it's just like he's kind of going through the motions. So that's great. But at the end of the day, and maybe this is the version that, you know, the Knicks view that they have to get the best version of Kat, so that he's not picking up the dumb fouls and he's not having those inconsistent moments like you've seen, or the inefficient moments like you've seen at times this year. But even tonight, on a night where he had a really good game, 17 points on 7 of 8 shooting, I would say most of those points, I don't even know if all of them, He did have a dunk on one where he's running the floor, so that was one that wasn't. But most of it was all on putbacks. So to think that they have this guy whose general skill is being this offensive mismatch, this offensive weapon, where they still, even on nights where he's good, they're still not, he's not a focus of the offense. It's kind of strange. On a night where he plays 33 minutes and gets 8 shots, and yet OG is playing about the same time and is taking 17 shots. Mikal Bridges is playing 40 minutes and is taking 17 shots. So it's basically taking double the amount of shots as Karl-Anthony Towns is. I think for the Knicks to get to their best level, and again, this game tonight, I don't think that this has any impact on what happens later on in the season or come playoff time or playoff matchups or anything like that. But still, I think for the Knicks to reach their ceiling, Karl-Anthony Towns has to be a far bigger focus of the offense. Again, he's supposed to be the B to Brunson's A, and it doesn't feel like they're even moving in that direction. Now, it good on him to make his presence felt in other ways. Certainly, he's been great rebounding all season long, and that was the case again tonight. He certainly was active on the boards and active. He had a great pass at one point. I think it was to Shamet on a play where it didn't seem like there was any room to get the pass through. So he is making his presence felt, and he is doing it in other ways that he's not demanding the ball. But I still think for the Knicks to be the best version of themselves, he has got to be a bigger focus of the offense, and it doesn't even really seem like they're moving in that direction. And that's not on Karl-Anthony Towns as much as I think that that's on the team. That's on Mike Brown. That's on Jalen Brunson. So whether or not that, I would think that now you're, what, 60, almost 65 games into the season, that this is the time where, okay, let's keep everybody healthy. Let's keep everybody on the right path here to make sure that come playoff time, we're hitting our ceiling and we're peaking at the right time, and nobody's dealing with any excessive injuries where they're going to miss a round or miss a series or anything like that. But it's still kind of strange to me that the Karl-Anthony Towns thing is still, it doesn't feel like it's really getting fixed, although he had a very strong game tonight. I thought his performance was pretty good. So I'm not going to complain about him. We've spent plenty of time complaining about Karl-Anthony Towns, but I am interested to see what happens over these final, less than 20 games at this point, of whether or not Karl-Anthony Towns is ever going to be that second real option on offense, which it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case, and how the Knicks are able, because look, OG at times can be that, and at times Bridges can be that, but they're not consistent. Like, that's the one skill that Karl-Anthony Towns is supposed to have. He has problems on defense, but offensively, he is a mismatch. He is a weapon. And the Knicks are not taking advantage of that. And for a coach who's supposed to kind of open up the offense, and I think he's done some good things at times, it's very odd to me that Karl-Anthony Towns has not started to get more of a focus. The other takeaway from tonight, if you really want to know, at least in terms of the East, at least in terms of getting to an NBA Finals, which again is the goal, the first goal for the Knicks this season, the one real obstacle that is always kind of hanging out there, and it pops up from time to time, and it kind of popped up tonight with a couple of different ones, and that is injuries. Tonight, Josh Hart did not seem to be right even before the game, and then tweaked something. I don't know if it was his back. I didn't see an update on the injury, but he came out. He was wearing some sort of wrap around his ribs. I don't know whether that was for his back, his ribs. I'm not sure. His midsection, his abdominals. But then there was also a stretch where Jalen Brunson left the floor, and he was limping. And you see, we've seen this in the past, and it's always kind of worked out. Like, think about all the times it feels like Jalen Brunson during a playoff series leaves the floor and is banged up. You think, oh my God, and then he comes back. It's just a little glimpse of, you want to see how all of this can go away very, very quickly, of like how thin a line the Knicks are actually walking in terms of their success this year. It all hinges on Jalen Brunson. So he did get hurt tonight. He was able to come back. Did not have a great game. Did not shoot the ball well. had an opportunity there at the end to hit a three, was not able to do so. So the Knicks go down to the Thunder 103-100. It was an entertaining game. What you take away from it, again, that's up to you, Knicks fans. If you want to look at it as, oh, well, you know what? We hung with the NBA champ. You could feel that way. And I would think if you're one of these people, it's like, well, you know what? The Pistons game, those are a prop. Well, then I guess maybe a moral victory tonight for you might be something to hang your hat on. But to me, I'm not going to worry about things that happen in the regular season outside of injuries, outside of things that actually matter. And this game, as fun as it was, as disappointing it was, the Knicks were not able to force overtime. To me, there are no takeaways come playoff time from an individual game, even against the NBA champs. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get some of your thoughts on the Knicks. Some performances of the game outside of Karl-Anthony Towns that you have to focus on. Lots to do.